This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 14-year-old who was in a North Hollywood, California department store dressing room with her mother was killed Thursday when a police officer outside fired at a man suspected in a violent attack. One of the shots went through a wall, entering a dressing room where the girl was killed. Los Angeles Police Chief Michelle Moore said they will release critical video of the incident by Monday, December 27th. As the Biden administration was caught flat-footed without enough COVID-19 test kits when Omicron hit our shores, the president promised the American people he would have 500 million test kits ready by next month. But the contract for the orders have yet to be signed.
We have no concern about the contract being finalized. We're just working to finalize the contracts. We just announced this 2 days ago.
Major airlines have been forced to cancel Christmas flights nationwide as COVID-19 is playing a role. To check on the status of any flight around the world, go to flightaware.com. Merry Christmas from our family to yours. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues, border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership this week.
The surge of illegal immigrants entering the United States isn't unique to the Southwest, as the U.S. Coast Guard is reporting a 1,600% increase in apprehensions at the Florida shores since the 2020 fiscal year. Florida AG Ashley Moody explains what her state is doing in response.
We are dedicating millions to deal with the effects of this disastrous immigration policy. We're trying to determine how we can control those that are coming into our state.
Most illegal immigrants coming by boat to Florida are coming from Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lots of football Christmas weekend. 2 NFL games are scheduled for Christmas Day and a full slate on Sunday. Merry Christmas from our family to yours. USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Earlier this week, a select subcommittee on the coronavirus crisis held a remote hearing examining global coronavirus vaccination efforts. Here's some of that exchange between Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio and Dr. Marty McCary, a physician at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
What's the budget at CDC? Do you happen to know that?
CDC, it's about $9 billion, sir.
How about at NIAID? What's the budget there?
$6
billion. $6 billion. $9 billion at CDC, $6 billion. NIAID. What about NIH? What's the budget there?
Between 42 and 43 billion.
42 and 43. So I do the quick math. That's like 57, 58 billion dollars. That's annual, right?
Annual.
Okay. And you know how many people work at CDC?
31,000 people between CDC and NIH.
31,000 people spending $58 billion a year. Why hasn't our government done a study on natural immunity?
If I can be honest, Representative Jordan, I don't think they want to know the answer. It would undermine the indiscriminate vaccination policy for every single human being, including extremely low-risk people.
Don't ask astronomers to choose between the Hubble Space Telescope and the new James Webb Space Telescope. Susan Mullally, Webb's deputy project scientist, says comparing Hubble and Webb is like asking if you'll love your second child as much as your first. End quote. Liftoff for the 100 times stronger Webb telescope is slated for Christmas morning from the coast of South America. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and oh, look who we got, Ray Comfort. Yes, he is in the house, the best-selling author of over 100 books and host of an award-winning TV show that airs in 190 countries now, they tell me. He also hosts a podcast, livingwaters.com/podcast, because he's just not busy enough. Hey, Ray, how you been?
Really good. Thank you.
Here I go down through a portion, just a portion of your dossier here, and you're a man on a mission still, and your hair on fire for Jesus, and hey, look at, we're still alive and well, and we're still about doing what God's called us to do, right?
Yeah, I'm a normal biblical Christian. There's nothing special. Every Christian should be just like me, because that's biblical.
Well, it's because we realized, Ray, in the process that we were, or as I say, I was until I became I am. You know, I was a mess, and then Jesus came into my life, and I am. Maybe I'm just a mess now, and I just realized more. But so I say, pardon the mess beforehand. I come with a warning label, I guess, you know, because I'm still a humanoid this side of heaven.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. So we're going to talk about a book.
Yeah, your new book, How to Be Free from Fear of Death, Finding Peace Through Answers Regarding Our Mortality in the Afterlife. Boy, I needed to read this book when I turned 21. You know, and it's interesting, Ray, because I find that people experience this crossroads and this serious question at different times in their lives. You know, I've had friends, you know, maybe 50 is that special year. All of a sudden they realize, go, whoa, maybe I need to reconcile this. But for me, you know, it was 21 and I went on it was kind of like a 3-week bummer that I was on, just trying to, you know, deal with the fact that, you know, I was no longer a juvenile. I wasn't playing baseball in college anymore, and I wasn't going to be playing in the big leagues, and, you know, and I'm in the Marine Corps, and now what am I going to do with myself after, you know, my Marine Corps 2 years of service is over?
Yeah, I had a I didn't really have a midlife crisis because I couldn't figure out when my midlife was. You got to know when you're going to die. To figure it out, but you know, yeah. When I was 22, I thought, "Hey, I'm part of the older statistic. 10 out of 10 die." Like I was in a big line waiting to slip off a cliff, and I thought to myself, "I wonder if I can get out of this line." You know, Bill, Hebrews 2 verse 14-15 tells us that every single human being is haunted by the fear of death all their lifetime, and people don't like to admit it, but everybody's terrified of dying. You know. Mm-hmm. You ever study the thief on the cross and try to figure why he changed from being a blasphemer and a railer of Christ along with the other criminal to turning to Jesus and saying, "Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom"? I studied it recently, and I found something very interesting, and I'm going to go off on a tangent, but just let me run off. It'd be great. Mm-hmm. I poach eggs for years, done it for years, English people. Mm-hmm. Australians, New Zealanders poach eggs. When you put them in water.
I love poached eggs. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, good. Well, that confirms I'm on the right track. And you get scum come to the top. It's sort of a fluff stuff, and you have to scoop it off. And I found myself doing that all the time until one day I put a lid on the pan, and I noticed that the pressure cooked the egg 10 times faster, and there was no fluff. Now, think of the thief on the cross. He heard Jesus say, Father, forgive them. I don't know what they do. That would have left an impression on his mind. He saw him give his hands to be nailed, you know, freely without resistance. But I think there was something else in place here. He knew he was going to die. He knew he wasn't going anywhere. He wasn't going to do anything. His hands and feet were pinned to the cross. He knew Romans were going to come and they were going to break his legs. And any moment, he'd be going into eternity. The pressure got rid of the fluff. The pressure got rid of things that don't matter. And that's exactly what's happened in this day and age. The coronavirus has put pressure on humanity. It's made them realize that life isn't, you know, for long lasting is what we think. Any of us can die at any moment. And it's made them realize their mortality. And that's tremendous for the gospel, because the fear of death is what opened my heart to the gospel. I knew I was going to die, and I thought, is there an answer? And I found it in the gospel. So we're living in very, very dark times, but times that the light can shine very strongly.
Yeah, without a doubt. Ray, you write, approximately 150,000 human beings die every day throughout the world. It's a massive 54 million every year. Some people
Everybody thinks that it's going to happen to somebody else. But it's our turn's coming, and when we realize that, we're halfway to the cross.
Right. And some people, as you say, they admit to the fear of death, not wanting to appear weak or vulnerable. They lie awake at night, that's others, silently suffering over thoughts of their mortality. At some point, that question, you deal with that universal question, do you not?
Yeah, I witness to a lot of people. I go out on my bike, I've got a dog wearing sunglasses, and that gives me license to drive up to anybody. It's just amazing. It's a white dog, wears these red sunglasses, and I can befriend people in seconds because of the dog. He's my bait when I go fishing for men. But I asked, would you like to go on YouTube? Our channel's just under 180 million views. I said, would you like to go on YouTube? And we'll talk about, you know, do you think there's an afterlife? What do you think? And they say, oh, yeah, I hope so. And that gives me an opening. I said, well, let's talk about it. Let's talk about what people don't want to talk about because they're just too fearful to even think about it. And I say to them, are you afraid of dying? And some people say, no, when you're dead, your number's up. And I think, you lie. You're just too proud. But a lot of humble people say, yeah, I think about it all the time. When you're a little kid, you play, you know, cowboys and Indians and shoot, and you're dying, you get up, and then you realize, this is going to happen to me.
Yeah,
and
right.
So it's an eye-opener. You can see in the eyes of people that when I say, you're afraid to die, you can see them thinking to themselves, how did he know?
Yeah.
How did he know I'm terrified? I don't even talk to my parents or friends about this. And so it's a haunting that haunts all of us, and it's a legitimate tool to use when you want to witness to someone. Talk about the fear of death and say, do you know that the Bible says Jesus Christ has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel? That's the claim of the gospel. And if you care about your life, you should be doing everything you can to find an answer. Do you read the Bible? Do you pray? Do you talk to people? Let's talk about it now. And Bill, I think one of my biggest eye-opener in witnessing to people is to ask them this question. Do you know what the Bible says causes death? And people say, oh, no. I say, it's wages. And they go, what? What do you mean wages? Well, God is paying you in death for your sins. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. It's like a judge in a court of law looks at a criminal that's murdered three young ladies, and he says, you have earned the death sentence. This is your wages. This is what's due to you. This is what we're paying you. And I say to the people, God considers sin to be so serious, he's given you capital punishment, the death sentence. And you see their eyes widen. And then I take them through the commandments and say, look, you've just told me you're a liar, you're a thief, a blasphemer, a fornicator. You've committed adultery in your heart when you've lusted. You've earned your wages. So what can you do to be made right with God? I say, I don't know. And that's when the gospel comes in. That's when it becomes good news that Jesus redeemed us from the curse of the law, that he paid the fine so we could leave the courtroom. That's what the cross was all about. That's why he said, it is finished. And then those from the dead defeated death, and all who repent and trust in him, not their goodness, but God's goodness, receive forgiveness of sins and the gift of everlasting life. And that's the gospel, and that's my my big revelation to see people.
Well, and I love
to see people.
Yes. And I've loved how you've always done this, Ray. You've done it with such compassion in just asking people questions. And you really position yourself in such a way that you can't be canceled. You know, and in this cancel conscious society, we got to go to break. We've got more from Ray Comfort after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
As promised, we're back with you with the one and only Ray Comfort. Yes, Ray is one of those special human beings that I met. Gosh, Ray, I think it's was probably over 30 years ago when you and I first met. And I just so enjoy our time together. And also it's with mixed feelings, because when we have times like this, I realize how much I miss you in between time, because you're always such an encourager and you continue to strengthen, you know, my understanding of the Word of God. You have always been a blessing, and I cannot thank you enough, you know, for that in my life.
Oh, that's so encouraging. Thank you. Yeah. All we have to do to be effective in reaching the lost is study Scripture. You know, people talk about, you know, I don't use your method. I said, well, it's not my method. It's what Jesus did in Mark 10, verse 17. The rich young ruler came running to him, knelt down, and said, good master, what should I do to inherit eternal life? Well, Jesus didn't mention the love of God or the cross. Firstly, he reproved him. He said, why do you call me good? There's none good but God. And that's because almost all humanity thinks that they're a good person until they look at God's moral standard. And that's what Jesus then gave this rich young ruler. He gave him 5 of the 10 commandments. And if you look closely, Jesus actually snuck something in there that's very interesting. He said, defraud not. That's not one of the commandments. Why would he say to the rich young ruler, defraud not? And I believe that rich young ruler was not a nice, humble guy, as we often think he is. I think he is a thief. He defrauded people. That's where he got his wealth, and that's why he wouldn't want to let it go. So Jesus gave the commandments to bring the knowledge of sin. Apostle Paul said, I had not known sin but by the law. He said, by the law is the knowledge of sin. And so when you use the Ten Commandments, which is what Jesus did, the sinner's conscience affirms the truth of the commandments. We've got an ally right in the heart of the enemy. When you bring up the commandments, that conscience, the independent judge on the courtroom of the mind, affirms that the commandments are true. They know it's wrong to lie and steal and commit adultery and blaspheme. It's all written on the heart. And so that becomes your ally. It works with you. It does its duty.
Exactly.
It's a wonderful and powerful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's what God has shown me this year in my study, Ray, is that you can't have the love of God without the law of God. You know, one leads to the other. If you don't appreciate God's law, you're not going to get to his love. People are quick to talk about, you know, oh, we've got to love one another. But meanwhile, they ignore the laws of God. It's incongruous. They're in conflict. So unless they're in harmony, you're not going to realize the love of God. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. You don't know you've got to, you don't appreciate the cure unless you realize you've got the disease. And the more you see your disease is terminal, the more you're going to embrace that cure. You're going to love the cure. You know, people say, you know, you can't go talking about God's wrath to sinners. That's not right. You know, the Bible says the goodness of God leads men to repentance. It's God's goodness. That's what you should speak of. Well, if you believe that, you better tell the Apostle Paul to practice what he's preaching, because in Romans 2, where he uses that verse, the goodness of God leads us to repentance, he sandwiches it in wrath. Talks about indignation, wrath upon every soul that does evil. And so it's really important to preach and share the true nature and character of God, because Scripture says it's a fearful thing to form his hands. Do you remember those dummy commercials back in the 1980s? They'd say, buckle up and learn a lot from it.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah, they're real popular. There was one where they said, what goes through the mind of a dummy in a head-on collision if he's not wearing a seatbelt? And then they show in slow motion the steering wheel crushing the head, and they say, the steering wheel. And you think, man, that sure is scare tactics. That's a terrible thing to show people. But it's legitimate scare tactics, because it is a fearful thing to be in a head-on collision without a seatbelt. And it is a fearful thing, the Bible says, to fall into the hands of the living God. Remember, Jesus said, fear not him who has power to kill your body and afterwards do no more, but fear him who has power to kill your body and cast your soul into hell. Fear him. And we tend to sort of rush over that verse, but listen to what he said. He said, fear not him who has power to kill your body. Someone breaks into your house, walks up to you with a knife. As you're lying in bed, he's going to thrust it through your chest. How are you going to feel? Absolutely horrified. Well, Jesus said, no, don't fear him. Fear him who has power to kill your body and cast your soul into hell. In other words, that scenario is nothing compared to falling into the hands of the living God. That sort of knowledge produces the fear of the Lord, and the Bible says, through the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. And that's what we need from our pulpits. We
exactly.
need to thunder out God's righteousness and stop having men in pulpits that should have been motivational speakers or plumbers or carpenters, but not, you know, preachers of righteousness. And that's what we need in our pulpits, people that will preach the fear of God. That preaches the fear of God, and the pews, Christians will obey the command to take the gospel to the world, and we'll see this world turned around and come to embrace the gospel.
Well, that's what I say. You know, we've been talking, you know, the last couple of years about getting the country back on track, well, getting the people back on track. But it's like, okay, well, what does getting back on track represent? What is the standard? What are the coordinates to get back on track? And until we agree on that, you're not going to have unity. I mean, individually, we can agree, and you and I would agree that it's the Word of God. God is very prescriptive as to what has to happen, how we worship Him. And as you say, the wages that we deserve, whether there are wages for righteousness or wages for evil, they will be handed out. So this is a thing and time that we have right now while we're still breathing to evaluate, to say, okay, Lord, lead me to those coordinates. What are those coordinates that I need to be on in order to get back on track with you and to be in your will, right?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that stops Christians sharing the gospel is fear. Well, not one of the things. That's the great monster. I battle it all the time. I see every Zacchaeus as a Goliath, always. Mm-hmm. And I have to pull myself together and say, I'm not going to listen to my fears. We're likened to firefighters in Scripture. Others having compassion, making a difference, pulling from the fire. A firefighter cannot listen to his fears. If he arrives at a building and it's on fire and there's someone on the third floor with kids and they're screaming for help as the flames leap through, he's got to climb up a ladder and rescue them. He'd rather be home watching TV with his wife and kids or something, but he's got to ignore his fears, and we have to be exactly the same. You know, to change the analogy just a little bit, could I ever get you to jump into a pond that had big chunks of ice in it that was so cold it would kill you in 3 minutes? You say, no. Let's say a little kid fell in that pond, his feet couldn't touch the bottom, and he's drowning. You wouldn't hesitate.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd be in there like a shot. You wouldn't care about the cold in your flesh, because love does that. And the Bible says perfect love casts out all fear. The waters of personal evangelism are freezing. But if we listen to our fears, we won't do anything. But if we let the love of God, direct us, perfect love casts out all fear. So if you've got a problem with fear and it's holding you, don't pray for less fear. Pray for more love, because that's the problem.
Well, and you say the fear of death should be our protector, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's fears that are good. I mean, there's a fear that'll make you put on a parachute. That's your friend. You know, you listen to that fear. You don't want to hit the ground at 120 miles an hour in your face. You want to land on your feet at 12 miles an hour. So your fear will drive you to put on the parachute. And that's your friend, that fear, and not your enemy. And the fear of God is our friend. The Bible says the beginning of wisdom. Through the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. And God loves those that fear him. Why? Because they'll trust in his mercy. The scriptures say that. Fear the Lord, and that'll cause you to obey him. And my greatest friend is the fear of God, because it brought me to Christ and it keeps me at the foot of the cross. So I'm fearful of my own heart, fearful of God, but not in a tormenting way, but in a healthy way. Why don't I look at pornography? Because I know the eye of the Lord's in every place, delving the evil and the good, and if I do so, I'm committing adultery in my heart. In fact, so many people say, I've got a problem with pornography. No, you haven't. You've got a problem with the lack of the fear of God. Yeah. I say to people, you've got a porn problem, would you read porn in church? No, that's the house of God. Well, that's your problem, because that building we erroneously call the house of God, Bible says God dwells not in temples made with hands. He dwells everywhere. He's in your bedroom. He's everywhere. And when you practice the presence of God and you fear the Lord, you know his eye is in every place, and he'll bring every work to judgment, including every secret thing, whether it's good or evil. That will protect you from receiving the full wages that's due to you if you serve sin.
Exactly. Well, Ray, we got to leave it there. It's always a joy. I so appreciate your time. Congratulations on the new book. It's going to be a blessing, coming out at a perfect time of year when we need to be encouraged. How to be free from the fear of death, finding peace through answers regarding our mortality and the afterlife. How can the people be in touch with you and connect with your book, Ray?
Well, that book is got a foreword by John MacArthur, which I was delighted by. Livingwaters.com is the website, livingwaters.com, and YouTube channel is Living Waters YouTube or Ray Comfort, and you can see people get witnessed to, and it can encourage you in your faith.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-D-77. Equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate law. Discount rates may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 14-year-old who was in a North Hollywood, California department store dressing room with her mother was killed Thursday when a police officer outside fired at a man suspected in a violent attack. One of the shots went through a wall, entering a dressing room where the girl was killed. Los Angeles Police Chief Michelle Moore said they will release critical video of the incident by Monday, December 27th. As the Biden administration was caught flat-footed without enough COVID-19 test kits when Omicron hit our shores, the president promised the American people he would have 500 million test kits ready by next month. But the contract for the orders have yet to be signed.
We have no concern about the contract being finalized. We're just working to finalize the contracts. We just announced this 2 days ago.
Major airlines have been forced to cancel Christmas flights nationwide as COVID-19 is playing a role. To check on the status of any flight around the world, go to flightaware.com. Merry Christmas from our family to yours. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you. Home makeovers are popular, right? There's even a television station dedicated to shows where interior designers transform cluttered homes into beautiful spaces. But imagine the transformation in lives that occurs when a once homeless individual or family receives the gift of a beautifully decorated home. Now, this becomes more than a makeover. It meets a need, helping homeless people make their homes more than just walls, but spaces created for them based on their needs, desires, and special taste. It's a necessity done with care and love by the nonprofit organization Humble Design. Humble Design began in 2009 when Trigger Strasberg met a family who had recently been homeless. Although the family had found a home they could afford to live in, they had no money left to make this house a true home. They couldn't furnish it, and their children had to sleep on piles of blankets, if you can imagine that. Trigger says that she noticed most of the time children run past their toys and into their beds. So what does that mean? They haven't had a bed or a safe place to rest, and they're excited. Over the past 12 years, Humble Design has decorated over 2,000 homes in Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, San Diego, and Seattle. Trigger's with us right now to tell us all about it. Trigger, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
What a great story. I love this. I love what you've been able to do with Humble Design. Tell us about the inspiration of how you got started.
It's so interesting because I never wanted or thought that I was going to go into the nonprofit world. But when I moved to Detroit in 2008, Detroit was really in a very low place, and we've come such a long way. But when I got there, I started volunteering a little bit while my kids were in daycare. And one of the women I met through volunteering, who was working at the nonprofit, confided in me that she was homeless and sleeping in the homeless shelter with her children. Oh, and up until that point, I really had this vision of homelessness that was totally wrong. What we see on the streets is a lot of what we think homelessness is, but a lot of homelessness is behind the scenes, and our shelters are filled with mothers and children. So I just had this epiphany in that moment of, well, this can't be. I can't let my friend go through this. And when she finally found a home that she moved into, it broke my heart because everything that she had ever loved and ever owned and collected had been put out to the curb because she couldn't afford to move it. Mm-hmm. And she had to start over from scratch. And I knew how much excess was not only in my life, but in my neighbors and my friends' life, that things that they could donate that they wanted to know went directly to a family in need and not to some place where that was going to be resold. So I started collecting furniture and then quickly became known as the furniture lady.
Oh, wow. And so where were you storing this? I mean, I imagine you started, renting up warehouses of places that you could store this furniture, because this stuff can mount up pretty quick.
Well, like any good startup, we started in my garage.
Yes.
And
all the cars are outside, right? Cars are outside. Yes, I get it. Okay.
Which thrilled my husband during a Michigan winter, I will say that.
Oh, I bet it did.
We started in my garage, and then when I finished with my friend's home, I realized how much extra I had. I wanted it to be donated to an organization that would furnish homes for families in need rather than it being resold. When I called up all the different places to find out who did that, every shelter told me that was a large hole in the system, not only in Detroit but across the United States. So I started the nonprofit through my garage, and then, of course, we got a warehouse. And now we actually estimate about 900,000 pounds of furniture per location per year that go in and out, donated directly to families in need.
Unbelievable. This is incredible. Here from this very humble conversation with a friend and responding to a need, humble design is born, and here you are today. Wow. How many homes have you decorated now?
So we're over 2,000, which translates to about 7,800 individuals. And when I think about it in those terms and try to picture what 7,800 individuals actually look like in one place, it really touches my heart. And I do this. I'm a volunteer. I've been a volunteer for 12 years. Every time I go down to a house and I see a family jump on their bed or cry in relief or just hug all the volunteers, I just remember, oh, my goodness, 7,800 people who now have a warm and safe place to call home and to sleep and to tuck their kids in. And we provide books and artwork and kitchen items. And we decorate everything from the very top of the house to the very bottom of the house. So when we leave, what they're left with is a feeling of security and that their community loves them.
Yeah. Figure that that story of the kids, just running past toys and just jumping into a bed. Boy, that tells you a lot about, what a bed and a home that these kids now find and what that does for them.
Yeah, here we are. I had never really processed a thought that big, that a 12-year-old would cry or an 8-year-old would cry at the sight of their own bed and what they must have gone through and the strength that they must have provided to their family. And a lot of these little kids are holding up their families with their moms and their dads, and they're carrying the weight of that stress. And even though the moms and dads try to, try to prevent the real anguish of what they're going through from getting to the kids, you can see it when they walk into their rooms. And so many times we've seen kids just burst into tears at the sight of their own bed. And we put their name above their bed so they know it's their safe space. Just getting into bed and tucking themselves in, passing all the Christmas presents, passing all the toys, passing all the books, and just tucking themselves into bed at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Just it warms my heart and also breaks my heart at the same time.
Well, Trigger Strasburg, founded the nonprofit Humble Design in 2009, which started out as a small nonprofit in Detroit, out of her garage, offering a design service and furnishing to those existing homelessness, grew and expanded to five cities across the U.S. It's now led to a TV show, Welcome Home, which earned two daytime Emmy nominations, running on the CW network in 2018-19, and still popular on demand on the BYU TV app. What an incredible success story and a blessing to these communities. Trigger, tell us about the holiday deco days and what's being revealed here.
Yeah, so we, you know, we do what's called deco days, and we have 11 of them a week across the country. So we do them every week of the year. However, Christmas is so special. So we get to bring a Christmas tree and Christmas presents and what was a completely empty house where, you know, kids and mothers and veterans are sleeping on the floor, on the hard floor. They get to come home just 3 or 4 hours later to a completely furnished home with presents underneath the tree and lights and everything that they could possibly need to move forward in their home. And when we film these families coming home, most recently we had a little girl who was burned in a house fire. She lost a brother and a sister to that house fire, and her mom and her and their kids just had to pick up, and they lost everything. And you can watch her walk through the home with still the burns on her hands and face, just being so delighted in this moment of joy through such tragedy. And in our communities during Christmas, it's when everybody can get together. And if you want to do something that just will change your life forever and fill you with the Christmas spirit, going down to one of these homes and volunteering to put the house together, put in the elbow grease, and watch the family come home and everybody in the whole house just burst into tears is one of the most special things that you can ever encounter. It's really incredible.
How can people get involved?
HumbleDesign.org is the easiest way to see as Humble Design is in your city and how to get involved. If we're not in your city, I would encourage you, please, we do not have a patent on helping people during Christmas. If you have it in your heart to go ahead and donate some furniture to a family in need, please, I started in my garage. We encourage you to do that, but also to donate to our organization, and then we promise to steward every dollar directly to those families.
Now, the families themselves, how do you pick the families?
We rely on social workers who work in homeless shelters. They really know their job and they know what they're doing. And so when they refer a family to us, we don't put any red tape in front of that. As soon as a social worker refers a family, we go ahead and meet with them on that next Monday.
Trigger, I cannot thank you enough. I mean, this is what Christmas is about. This is what community is about. You know, flowing to the need, understanding what the need is and doing something about it. I know that you've been blessed many times over and those who have participated in Humble Design. And, you know, I want to encourage our audience to go to your website, humbledesign.org. Get involved. You'd be surprised what a little offering can do. It can go a long way, and I'm sure you've experienced that as well. She is the founder and TV host of Humble Design. Traeger Strasberg has been with us. Traeger, God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too. Have a great holiday season. I really appreciate the interview.
This report is sponsored by Allergan, an AbbVie company. Nearly 128 million Americans live with presbyopia, or age-related blurry near vision, a common and progressive eye condition that makes it difficult to see things up close, affecting most adults over 40. The U.S. FDA recently approved a new treatment called Vuity, pilocarpine hydrochloride ophthalmic solution, 1.25%, a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat presbyopia in adults. Toni Wright shares her experience.
As I've gotten older, my vision has changed and it has become almost impossible to see up close unless I wear my readers. After speaking with my doctor, I learned that I have presbyopia, or age-related blurry near vision, and was excited to participate in the Vuity clinical study to explore a potential new treatment option for this common condition. While in the study, I had improvement in my ability to see up close without impacting my distance vision with just one drop into each eye once daily. I later learned that I was one of the participants who was taking Vuity. I am so excited that Vuity is now available by prescription and encourage anyone experiencing age-related blurry near vision to talk to their eye doctor to see if Vuity is right for them.
Vuity is now available by prescription only at pharmacies nationwide. Do not use Vuity if you are allergic to any of the ingredients. When using Vuity, use caution when driving at night or performing hazardous activities in poor lighting. Temporary problems when changing focus between near and distant objects may occur. Do not drive or use machinery if vision is not clear. Seek immediate medical care if you experience any sudden vision loss. If you wear contact lenses, they should be removed prior to VUITY use. Wait 10 minutes after dosing before reinserting contact lenses. Do not touch the dropper tip to any surface, as this may contaminate the contents. If more than one topical eye medication is being used, the medicines must be administered at least 5 minutes apart. The most common side effects are headache and eye redness. These are not all the possible side effects of VUITY. Visit VUITY.com for the full prescribing information or call 1-833-MY-VUITY.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day run?
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
I think you can't help but listen to this iconic Christmas song and really put you in the spirit. Mary, did you know? Can you believe it? 30 years. This is the 30-year anniversary of this hit song that was written by Mark Lowry. Mark is here to tell us all about it. He actually wrote it, originally, in 1984, Mark?
That's correct. I was 26 years old, and I had been asked to write the Christmas program for my church, and from that came this idea of, you know, asking Mary questions if I could. My mother and I talked about this my whole life, about what, you know, what was it like for a teenage girl to raise God?
Yeah.
And, you know, what was it like to teach the Word of God to talk? And so we had questions. Me and Mama would sit around and talk about it. And so finally I just sat down one day and wrote out this, what I thought was just a poem, and I sent it out for my Christmas card date that year. And then in 1991, I was traveling with the Gaither Vocal Band, and Buddy Green was on the bus. He was the harmonica player in the band. And I asked him if he could try to put music to it, and boy, did he. He wrote an iconic melody, I think.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Michael English, he loved it so much, he put it on his self-titled debut album in 91, right?
Well, that's true, but he didn't love it at first because all he could hear was Buddy Green's real country version of it, you know, on the demo. But I cornered Brown Bannister at a Gaither concert one night, and Brown Bannister was Michael's producer. And I said, I've got a song Michael needs to sing on this record. And it wasn't a Christmas project. It was just, you know, Mary, did you know came from a Christmas production, but I thought the song was good enough to be on any album, you know. So I cornered him and quoted the lyric to him because I didn't know the melody yet. And I sold him on the lyric, so he turned it into a contemporary version for Michael's record. And, it, you know, it went on from there.
You know, Mark, I don't know if it's just that I've heard it so often, but just the title has a rhythm and evokes a just a special sound. You know, Mary, Did You Know? I mean, you know, and how just how you phrase it and everything. You just it's like it in and of itself, it's alive with music and a sound. You know, at least that's the way I hear it.
Well, I appreciate that. I've loved it since the day I wrote it. You know, the word. I always loved that, those questions. I love the idea. I wish, you know, if I had known English, the English language better, it would be Mary, Do You Know That Your Baby Boy Will One Day Walk on Water. But I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
And we don't know do from did. And, in fact, we always say, hey, did you know your kid's playing ball down the street? You know, it's in the present tense. Well, Gloria Gaither, after the song was already a, you know, a standard almost, she said, you know, that's incorrect English. And I said, what?
She puts a red pencil to your lyrics.
Yes.
Oh, I love it. Yes.
She said, it's perfect present tense. Mary, do you know that your baby? I said, well, it's too late to fix it now. You know, everybody had already recorded it. And I don't think it has the same rhythm. But the only problem with it is it changes. Like when Michael English sang, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would? Mm-hmm. He changed will to would.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's crazy, but it changes everything.
Right.
Because I wrote it from the manger scene. I wrote it thinking I am the second angel who showed up. Mm-hmm. The first angel told you a little bit, but I've got a little bit more to tell you what this child's going to be. Because I have the luxury of living now and knowing what he did.
Exactly.
She had to ponder the things in her heart. She was, you know, just like Jesus. She had to learn who he was. I believe Jesus had to learn who he was. The Bible says he grew in favor with God and man.
Exactly.
I believe that every time he opened the prophecies, his picture was hanging by it, so it wasn't hard to figure out. Plus, his mother's bedtime stories of angels and wise men. I mean, think of those.
Exactly. Well, Mark, and you know yourself as a man of faith, when your spirit is in rhythm and rhyming with the Father in heaven, and things come across, you know, from his word or from a divine appointment, you know, it just touches your spirit in such a way that you just go, oh, yeah, okay, I'm on the right course, right?
Mm-hmm. I guess so. You know, it's a walk of faith. Who knows?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I am a recovering fundamentalist. I don't know near as much as I used to. And the older I get and the more I get to know the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit and all the three in one, I mean, once I get to know, you know, I just want to get to know Jesus better.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with you.
That's just
I'm with
it.
You.
And I don't know. And the more I know him, the less I know.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
But, you know, I heard Howard Goodman of Howard and Vestal Goodman. I don't know if you remember them from the Gaither videos.
Yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But someone asked him one time in his later years, said, how are you different today than you were 40 years ago? You know, when you were doing the same job, but you were a younger man. He said, you know, I'm letting a lot more people in than I used to. In other words, like, I don't judge people as much. You know, I can remember when the Happy Goodman family back in the 70s, they were pretty tough on the law, you know, the hair, like hair on men. That was a big deal back in the 70s. And they would, you know, almost ridicule the other groups for letting their hair touch their ears. I mean, but as you age, you realize, does God really care about that?
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
Mark, to your point, I mean, the whole walk with God is transformational. And it does start with the law. Because the law opens the door to love. And you can't have one without the other. This is why our country is so crazy right now, right?
Yeah, the law was a babysitter until Jesus could show up. That's what the law was. Mm-hmm. And now we have Jesus. And thank God for the freedom that he brings. And the
joy. What a gift. Yeah.
And the
peace.
Yeah, exactly. And the discovery. See, because I think I'm not that spiritual. I think I'm curious. Mm. And the most interesting thing I've ever discovered is God. I mean, if God really did come to this earth, like I believe he did, he really did wrap himself in flesh. He really did become one of us so he could know us. Mm. So we could know him.
Yes.
And he really did die on a cross. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, everybody dies. That was not a big deal. But he got up 3 days later. And if we believe that Jesus rose from the dead, that's all it takes. You're instantly part of the family of God. To as many as believe, to them gave he the power to become the children of God. We are actually becoming the children of God, I guess. And Paul did say we were saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved. Of course, us Baptists, we believe once saved, always saved. And I still believe, I don't believe you can become unborn. So that's where I land on that issue. But I just love this whole journey of discovery.
Yeah, good point. Exactly. Well, Mark Lowry is with us, an American singer, comedian, minister, songwriter, best known for writing the song, co-writing the song, Mary, Did You Know, being a member of the Gaither Vocal Band from 1988 to 2001, 2009 to 2013, along with Michael English, Guy Penrod, David Phelps, and, of course, Bill Gaither and the whole troupe. The highlight for you, Mark, in your career and, you know, punctuated with this song that everybody knows you from, and of course, you've been such a great entertainer and just a part of the culture, you know, for these decades and everything. But, you know, focusing on Mary, Did You Know, as we're celebrating the 30th year, the 30th anniversary of this iconic Christmas song, for you, what's the most memorable highlight?
Oh, well, there's so many. One of them coming up. I'm doing my first, not meaning to pull a plug right here, but
no,
Christmas Eve on TBN, I did my very first Christmas special. You know, like, and it's celebrating the 30th anniversary of Mary, Did You Know? It's called Simply Christmas. And I tell everybody it's like Andy Williams' Christmas special, but not as good. And but actually, I think it turned out as good. I just had so much fun with Jim and Melissa Brady and this young family group called Maharmony. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of them, but you ought to Google them.
Yes, I have.
They're incredible. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that was fun. But the highlight for me in the past, as far as when I look back over my whole journey, if you say highlight, I'll be honest with you, it's what pops into my head most is Breakfast with Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
That's what kept me in the vocal band as long as I stayed.
Yeah.
And then she quit traveling because she had started having grandchildren.
Yeah.
And she wanted to stay home. And Bill tried to fill that void. You know, and he's fun to talk to, too. But Gloria Gaither.
She's so smart.
Yeah.
She knows stuff. Yeah.
And she reads everything. And she can explain it to you so you don't have to read it. And I lived for that. I would not miss that. I got up every morning early, so I knew she did.
Well, we're looking forward to it. You can double check your TV showing and airings and look for Simply Christmas from Mark Lowry. Mark, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. God bless you. Happy New Year.
God bless you, buddy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.